The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord has said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelled in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. When we think about the Holy Family, right away we're thinking about the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And that's the model family that the church and the Lord gives us so we can follow in their example. But we can't follow in their example if we don't know why they are holy. Well, obviously, Jesus is God, he's divine, he's holy. Mary, human being, but yet, although she had free will, she always said yes to God in her life. But Joseph, we don't know anything special about Joseph. It's just like any one of us. You could say, well, you know, I'm not Jesus, I'm not Mary. But we all can be Joseph. And yet his family was holy. And as you see, especially in today's gospel, Joseph was making the important decisions for his family. If he wasn't holy, then the whole family wouldn't have been holy. So what makes them holy? Well, they didn't work miracles, at least Mary and Joseph. They didn't invent great inventions or do, you know, great things in their lives. But there's something common that we hear over and over throughout the story of the birth of Jesus. They listened to God and said yes to God's will in their lives. That's how the Annunciation starts with. The Archangel Gabriel telling Mary what God is asking of her to be the mother of his son, and she said yes. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him to take Mary as his wife, although she's pregnant without having already been with her husband. He said yes. We heard today two instances when they had to flee from Bethlehem to Egypt and then return back to Nazareth. And the Gospels always make sure that it wasn't their own decision, but God asked them to do that. And they always said yes. Holiness is not about being perfect. It's not about not sinning. Holiness is about listening to God and saying yes to God's will. When we do this, every family has the potential to be a holy family. Our community, although we're called Holy Family, we can truly become a holy family if each one of us is following the example of that first holy family. Listening to God. How can we listen to God? Mary and Joseph had those, you know, unusual experience, supernatural experience, you know, an angel appearing to them, whether in real life or when they're sleeping in a dream. Well, that's one way. But to listen to God, we can do this by reading God's word. paying attention to God's word, taking the time to reflect quietly on God's word. We hear that about Mary, that she kept things in her heart and reflected on them. How can we say yes to God if we don't know first what's God asking of us? And then when we know what God is asking for of us, again, the words of the angel that's repeated over and over, do not be afraid, say yes. If we believe God is like a father for us and he loves us and he's perfect good, perfect, loving, why would we say no? Why would we be afraid of what this guy's asking us to do? We need to have the courage to say yes. Sometimes we don't want to listen to God because we're already afraid of what God may ask us. It will be difficult. Look at the life of Mary and Joseph. Do you think their life was perfect? Did they live like in peace? Every day they woke up, they were happy and smiling, nothing went wrong. Getting pregnant before marriage, marrying someone who's already pregnant, having to travel to Bethlehem, having to flee at night because the king is trying to kill your child, having to go back to Nazareth. That wasn't a perfect life or a simple life. They lived the same lives we live, full of challenges, stressful, a lot of fear, but they trusted in God. They thought what God wanted them to do, and they did it. So the first thing for us is, again, as we begin a new year, maybe you want to make a new year resolution, take the time to listen to the word of God, whether reading the Gospels, whether they're just sitting in silence. Because, Joseph was asleep. The shepherds were out in the country away from any noises. Mary was in prayer when God speaks to us. We keep ourselves so busy. We think it's good for us to be busy every second of every day. We need quiet time so we can hear God. Like I said, sometimes you just sit there and say, Lord, the next 5 minutes, these are yours. I'm going to just sit here and wait for you to speak to me. And then say yes. That's how we can listen to the voice of God today. This is the first step for us to be holy. Because unless we're doing God's will, then we're not anywhere being holy. We're doing someone else's will or our own will. Being a holy family is to pray together. Yes, we all need our individual time of prayer. But do we come together and pray as a holy family? At home with our children? With our spouses? Pray together and discern what is God asking us as a family to, not just as individuals. What he's calling us to? What new challenges is he opening us for us? Praying together. Being a holy family, Jesus, if you remember the story when he was found in the temple at age 13, he was sitting there arguing with the scholars of the law at age 13. Do we raise our children in the faith? Do we teach them the faith, not by just sending them to Catholic schools and religious ed programs, but by the way we live at home? Do we talk to them about God, about Jesus? Do we pray together as a family? Do we bring them to Mass so they can realize that being holy only happens with the help of God, that we need the graces of the sacrament, especially the Eucharist? That's how we become holy families, just like Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. God calls each one of us to be holy. God gives each one of us the responsibility to bring others to holiness, to Jesus Christ. Let us take that mission seriously. Just think how much God trusts in us to give us such a mission. To be holy as our Father is holy. One thing I'd like to ask of you, like I said, our parish is made all of a lot of individuals, families, different kinds of families. For this new year, pray for our larger family, the parish of Holy Family, that we all may listen to the voice of God and do His will. Make it part of your daily prayers, that all of us can be a holy family witnessing to God's love and mercy in the world.